Mark this week, everyone's going to run to it, right? Even though you don't need. But when it's free, and so everyone wants to ask for free, but hardly anyone wants to say, oh, anyone want to give? You want to give away something? You want to give away? You have an extra card to give away? You know, a lot of people just don't want to give. We like to receive, and really when we receive in our hand, we hold our fist tight, and so we don't let it go to let someone else have it. So that in general, and that's what God wants to share, very important message today, why is important to give freely. Now, it's not talking about money, that you receive a bundling blessing of asset, and now you can give. No, the Bible didn't talk about that. But the Bible talked about something spiritual thing that I think affects you and I, especially where you're coming from and who share the gospel to you. How many people here first generation Adventist? First generation? One? Yeah. Second generation? Second generation? Yeah. Third generation. Fourth generation Adventist, okay? And so there's people have been learning about the Word of God from some of our forefathers have carried on, and as the Word of God keeps sharing. Now, the problem is this. Somehow, many times, it stopped to the following generation. And so that's what the Bible tried to point us out to understand the very thing here. Now, to give you context, let's look at Matthew chapter 9. View first back, and so help you understand why Jesus talking about freely receive, freely give. Matthew chapter 9, and here it is, verse 37. Then he said to his disciple, the harvest truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. That means the harvest is plentiful, is here. And no one go out and harvest that. The labor go out is so few. And if we don't pick them, those fruit will draw to the ground, or wheat will winter the ground, and we ruin all the crop. So he said, we need more laborers. But how? Verse 38, therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. That means we need to do what? To pray. To pray. I would say, hey, could you do this? Or could you do that? Could you help us? No. First thing we need to do what? To pray. God wants to call many laborers go out in his harvest. That's that the content, that is the background of chapter 9. Now, as we lead into chapter 10, remember, in the Greek, there's no separation between chapter and verses, okay? There's no separation. And so now we get into verse 10, and the Bible says this, and when he had called the 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirit to cast them out, to heal the kind of sickness and all kind of disease. And so Jesus called the 12, and he gave what? Power. To go out to do what? To heal the sick. To help other people. And to share the gospel. That's what the responsible when the laborers that God called. And now verse 2 and verse 3 and verse 4 as well, you can read that. The 12 disciples that Jesus named out. Okay. Verse 5. These 12 Jesus sent out, commend them, saying. Okay? Matthew chapter 10, verse 5. These 12 Jesus sent out and commend them to do what? Do not go into the way of the Gentile. Do not enter the seat of the Samaritan. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, I'm not talking about that we go to the generation who have lost the blessing or the know the message. That means someone who in this church have left the church, now we have to bring them back. Of course, that's important, okay? But I'm not going to talk about that at this point. I'm talking about verse 7 and 8 now. And as you go preach saying, kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's when the disciples have to go out and talk about Jesus is coming soon. Repent. Jesus is coming soon. He wants to save you. Come to Jesus. Accept Jesus. Accept him as your personal savior. And so that's what Jesus is trying to point out. And do what? Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out the demon. Do all those things. Okay? Do all those things. You preach. But besides preaching, like I said, we have to help others. You know, sometimes we cannot just go and share about the gospel unless we help them with their personal need, their physical need, their family problem, marital problem. Okay, all that we need to do, all that. And that's the part of the gospel. Gospel is not talking about Jesus Christ coming and is gone. It's everything because God wants us to create a whole being, perfect. Not just spiritual matter only. Now, the last phrase I want you to pay attention. Freely you have received it, freely give. Who is Jesus talking to now? The disciple, the people who know Jesus. You receive freely. What do you receive freely? Okay, specific. I have helped you. The disciple now. Disciple maybe have not sick or they were going to some problem that God bless. No. What have they received? They received the good news. They received the message. The Messiah is here. They received that Jesus is their personal Savior. They received that good news. I mean, there's no better good news than Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. You know that, right? No, we heal the sick. That's only temporal in this life. But the good news is, have Jesus is to have eternal life. That's the good news. That's why we know, why we accept Jesus today, because we know that Jesus will give us eternal life. He come down here to die for us, that we can have a live eternally with him. Okay? So that is the best news ever. And that's why in the Luke chapter 2, talking about Jesus Christ to this earth, say the good news to the seed of David that the Messiah has come here. Why? The good news is bring the salvation message. That's the good news. So the message is this here. Freely you receive the good news. Freely you give the good news. Now that sounds kind of simple and you're not exciting, are you? If you receive a car, you're excited about it, right? Someone give you a car, you're excited about it. But what if someone give you eternity, eternal life? Are you excited about it? You should be more excited than the car. If you don't know eternity, if you don't know eternal life yet, that's why maybe we don't know the value of eternal life. That's why we're not so excited, right? Right? If you a $2,000 diamond and a $30,000 car, which one are you more excited? The car, because you know the value. Now, if eternal life you know is value, you'd be excited. They say, I will give up anything for eternal life. Just like, say, if you give me a house, $500,000, with a car, $20,000, or a diamond, $2,000, I say, you can take the car, you can take the money, you give me the house. Right? So I will give everything to achieve what's most valuable to me. And so here it is, freely give. God have given the disciple the salvation freely. The message go on freely. And now you need to share freely. If you don't share, you stop right there. See the lot of the blessing, right? The blessing God give you, you start to pour it out. But you know what? There's some blessing you don't want to pour it out. You're going to stop right there. But God said, you got to let it go. I want this good news to go out to everyone. Now, why I'm sharing this with you today? Because people think this good news and also all the power come with it, there's cost with that. Go with me in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 8. if you will. And talk about Simon here a little bit. Simon, when he heard about this good news, when he heard about the power of the Holy Spirit, this is what he asked. First, look at the book of Acts chapter 8, verse 13. Then Simon himself also believed, and when he was baptized and continued with Philip and was amazed. Amazed of what? He was amazed seeing the miracle and the sign which were done. That means he liked all that. He liked all the miracle. Wow, all the miracle. How you do all that? How do you have the Holy Spirit that you can do all these miracles? That you lay your hand on someone, completely restoration. Now, some of those in the medical field, you want to have that kind of technique? You give some kind of pill, wow, you drink that, wow, I'm perfect now. Here it is. Simon won, how can I gain the Holy Spirit? And so here it is, continue, verse 18. Verse 18 of the same chapter. Verse 18. And when Simon saw that through the laying on hand of the apostles' hand, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money. Wow, you lay your hand, the Holy Spirit working, and the people get healed. Hey, I want to have the same trick right there. I want to have the same magic right there. Can I give you some money? Did you teach me how to do magic here? Verse 19, saying, give me this power also that anyone on whom I lay hand may receive the Holy Spirit. He won't have that same power. The lay on hand is that suddenly the reason for the Spirit. And here was Peter said, verse 20, your money perish with you because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. Can you purchase Holy Spirit with money? No. God have give you something, can you buy it with money? No. The blessing God give is free. He will give free. There's no cost. And so you and I, when we preach the gospel, there's no cost. Anyone ever receive Bible study? Yeah. Who do you receive Bible study from? Did she ever charge you? When we share about the word of God, the good news, it's free. It's free. Now the point is this here. We live in the world that God say we got to give freely. Go to the book of Isaiah chapter 53. 53 verse 6. This was the word that Israel was living, and this is the word that we live in today. Okay? Chapter 53 of Isaiah, verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. How many? All. Who are the sheep? Us. Every one of us have gone astray. Today, so many people have gone astray. If you read the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, say that people call day is night, night is day, light is darkness, darkness light. This means the people are different today. They couldn't distinguish what's true and error. They couldn't distinguish what is God or not God. They worship idol. They do anything. And so the Bible trying to point out this, every one of us have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. I have my own truth. You have your own truth. There's no such thing as absolute truth. And so everyone go on their own way. And God say, every sheep, every people go in different way now. God say, we need to have someone to tell them the truth. So how can we tell them the truth if they don't heard about it? Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 14. And this is the text I want to drive home here that you can understand why freely receive, freely give. Now here, what Paul tried to point out, Romans chapter 10, verse 14. How then they shall call on him, which is God, in whom they have not believed? How do they call God when they don't believe? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? If they have not heard about Jesus, how can they believe? And how shall they hear without a preacher? If no one tell them about it, how then will they know about Jesus? And so verse 17, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, can anyone in the world that they can hear about Jesus Christ without anyone telling them? No. Someone have to tell them about it. And that's why some of you have Bible study. Some of you have heard about sermon. Some people have heard about someone to give you testimony. That is how you know of Jesus Christ. Jesus have used someone to share the gospel to you. And God say, you need to share the gospel to someone else. Now, those people in second, first, or third, fourth generation Christian or Adventist Christian, did someone actually come to the how to share? Or go to evangelistic meeting to share about it? Must be, right? Your great-great-grandfather? Must be hear from someone. Must be someone from overseas, especially back that time, come to Vietnam to share the gospel. You know, back then it's not easy to travel. It's not easy to travel. I think about South Korea. 140 years ago, a small little island country. You know, it's only one-third size of Vietnam, by the way. Around 90,000 kilometers. And Vietnam is like 331,000 kilometers. Square kilometers. And so only one-third. And the population is half of Vietnam is 50 million. Vietnam close to 100 million. And with 140 years, the gospel has been grown so fast in there. Now, before that, 140 years, not that long, okay? Before that, it's not a Christian country, okay? They worship, they have Buddhism, is a heavily over there, and other religion as well. And after 140 years, 25% of the country population are Christian. The question, why is it growing so fast? Back then, it's one of the poorest country. They were bombarded under the Japanese. They were so poor. I mean, you look back the history, you don't think they would be up like today. And now today, they grow so fast in technology. Some of you probably hold Samsung, right? Samsung phone. All that. And how could that happen? And they can make their own car too. And so all this happened because they believe in God and they continue to share about Word of God. And here I want to share with you how they grow. One of the reasons they grow is they share, they send missionary out to other country. Now let me talk about here. When Korea first missionary come to Korea from England, I forgot the name of the man, but he, when he first arrived, he got killed. They don't want to accept Christian. 20 years later, two men from United States come there, start the work of spread the gospel. So another word I'm trying to share with you, the missionary take a lot of guts to go to another country to share the message. They don't know if they're going to die or not. They don't know if they get sick or not. And many missionaries died overseas. But they carry the message because they live by this very text. Freely I receive, freely I give. So they go out and share the gospel. They learn the language. They learn the language. Now, it's not easy. How many people think it's hard to learn another language? It's very hard. But they learn the language that they can read and write and preach to. How many of you people come to your door and knock? Okay? And they find out, are you Vietnamese? They start speaking Vietnamese. If they know this Spanish, they start speaking Spanish. You open the door and see this American guy with blonde hair, they start speaking Spanish. Or this American guy, blonde hair, start speaking Vietnamese. Did you say that? They learn the language. They know what it means to be missionary. And we are the Adventists. We're losing the spirit. We're losing the spirit. Now, some of you are the Vietnamese, maybe you need, we can brush up our Vietnamese, could we? Or maybe we could learn, because it's hard to brush up when you don't have it, right? Okay? Casey, you born here? Okay, maybe you have to learn. I come here when I was 6th grade. I have to learn. And so we need to learn another language. Why? That we can share. The more language we know, we can able to share this good news to other people. Now today we learn more languages to do business. But back then they learned more languages not to do business, my friend. They want to share the good news. Let's keep that in mind. The language you learn, Spanish, whatever it is, spread the good news. But those who are Asian, you know, let improve our own language. Instead of, you know what, I want to speak Spanish better than Vietnamese. You know, we can improve our own languages so we can share, right? And so that's what the Bible said. Back to Matthew chapter 8, verse 10. Matthew chapter 8. I want to share with you here again. What's the Bible really want to point out is just here. I'm sorry, Matthew chapter 10, chapter 10, verse 8. He freely you have received, freely give. Are we growing? Could it be this very text that we stop? Do you think that generation after generation care on the gospel is continue? No, not unless you work at it, right? I can see that the grandfather shared with the father, and the father shared with the children, and the children decided to leave the church. That's it. That's stopped. So if we want to continue have this movement of the gospel, we need to continue share to our children, grandchildren, and on and on and on. Keep them into the church. And so that's what the gospel talking about. Like, so the disciples say, freely that I gave you. I give you the salvation message. You receive it with blessed hope. You're so excited. Please share with other people. Freely give. And if we don't give, that means we keep something so most precious to ourselves. God said, do not be jealous. Give to people. Open. See that how God have done in your life so other people can see it. God want us to live according to his word, that we should be open to receive the word of God, freely accept that salvation message. As we open our mind and our heart, we should open our mind and heart to other people so the blessing can flow to other people that we have come in contact with. God want us to use each one of us as an instrument to carry on the message. God don't want us to stop right here. This message is not only for those who are ordained pastors, by the way. I will share with you. I don't think the disciples were ordained pastors. I don't believe they got paid either. And so this one goes to every single one of us. Now, how many people need to know the gospel in Southern California? If I take the Vietnamese population alone, half a million Vietnamese in Southern California. I just want to pull out one ethnic group, okay? Only 500,000. And not even 5,500 members. and only 2-3 workers. Now let me ask you, how many workers take to spread the word, good news to half a million? 2? I don't think so. 10? It's not, probably not enough. 50? No. We need 1,000 of people. 1,000 of people. And so when God laid this issue on the disciple, you should give freely. And the people who you give freely, they also give freely as well. Just like a domino effect. Continue share. If Jessica, was it David? Jessica shared the Bible with you? So did you share the Bible with someone else? Yeah, you will share. So if Jessica said share 12 people, you will share 12 people. Other people, 12, share not 12 people. Continue share with the domino effect. That's the only way the good news can share out, my friend. God wants to do something great for our church. If we just obey this commandment, freely you receive, freely give. Sometimes we say, oh, I don't have time to give. We don't have time to give. Do we have time to receive? God said, give. You know, give money to the cause of God, which is good. But God asks, give the salvation message even more important. It's not enough to give money to someone else to do the work. It's be joyful to do the work. If you give me the money so I can hold the evangelistic meeting, I get the blessing. And you don't. But if you're doing it, you also get the blessing. It's a blessing to see someone come to Christ, right? Are you happy to see your mothers come to Christ? It's a blessing to see someone when you witness to someone, they come to Christ. My friend, God don't want to rob that blessing away from you. God don't want me to rob that blessing away from you. God wants you to receive the full blessing as you freely receive, freely give. How? You can share. Glow. You can pray. You can talk about Jesus Christ. You can share the gospel to your parent, to your children, to your co-worker, to your neighbor. They can receive all the blessing. Now, a lot of people come to me and say, how are we doing that? I don't know. I never get trained. I give you the good news. There's a training school coming up. Now, I have not seen anywhere in the Bible or in the history that God caused someone to share the blessing, just simple, but never get any training. Sometimes we think we learn about 28 fundamental beliefs, then we know how to share. Matter of fact, one time I shared the Bible study with a young man live across the street right here. And when he learned about the Sabbath truth, he said, wow, I'm so excited about the Sabbath truth. I'm going to share with people. And so when he goes out and share with people, he said, you have to keep the Sabbath. If you don't keep the Sabbath, you go to hell. You got to keep the Sabbath. He goes every single house like that. And people kick him out of the house left and right. The excitement is there. The zeal is there. But the method, the skill is not there. That's why God took the disciple into his hand for 3.5 years. That's why God took Moses away for 40 years. That's why God took Paul away for 3 years. God took people away so he can mold, to train, to empower them, to learn the method of sharing the gospel. Today, people either don't share the gospel or share the gospel without knowing how to share it. So that's why training is important. Let me introduce you about the training school. It's starting September 2nd, 2 weeks away. And it's going to be mostly Vietnamese. And of course, we took some information from English, and so you can read English material. It is not hard. Now, who says training is hard? Don't have to be hard. God can train the 12 disciples, even though there's no, some of them no education. He can train a person after 3.5 years, and that person convert the whole world. He can turn the world upside down. God can take anyone, either you know little or much. God can train anyone, either you young or old. God can do anything if you just give him yourself to him. Amen? If you give him to him, he can train you. He can change you. Now, years ago, you think Pastor Vin can speak in public? No way. If you can take a picture, go back to history. I'm like a geek in University of Arizona, never talk to anyone. And I don't know how to talk. When I talk, people run away. What are you talking about? I will stumble. I don't know what to say. But God, if we put into God's hand, God convert us and God can use us. So September 7th, we started school. How does school run? We're going to teach people in 3 years. People say, why is 3 years? You know, Amazing Facts, what is it, 3, 6 months? Everyone is only 3 months. Well, why 3 years? Well, Jesus took 3.5 years, my friend. Sometimes we think short is better. Sometimes we think fast and quick, right? No. It takes time to develop character. Jesus not developed the mind, but the character. And so 3.5 years, how long? Did you study every day, morning to night? No. It's only 2 hours a week. How many people think you can do 2 hours a week? I mean, I can add up all the commercials you watch probably more than 2 hours. Right? I mean, you don't want to watch commercial, right? But you actually go through commercial 2 hours. Right? You walk back and forth, forgot things here and there, probably take 2 hours already. So 2 hours went by really quick, only 2 hours. And after that, you reform a few more pages. So very simple. Now, do I have to go to class? I have to sit in class? No, you can sit at home. It's going to be online, a virtual classroom. You tap in, you learn online, you hear the message, you share what your thought, and we discuss about it, and you tap with many other students around the world. People in Vietnam, other countries, where they want to tap into it to study. Very simple. So I don't want to go very detailed with the program. Very simple. You learn so much, and you will grow deeper in the knowledge of God, and you will be changed. As I study some of these ideas, the curriculum, I can sense that my life starts changing. So what I'm trying to share with you, if you want to freely receive, which you are, God said freely give. How do you give? Training. Learn. Go out and share. Some of you know some of the method. Go out and share. That's what God tried to point us to that. God wants us to share. God wants to come back to take us all home. But there's so many people who have not known about Jesus Christ. I want to pull out a part of the song. Say this, oh, heart are bruised, dead, and homes are bare and cold. The lambs for whom the shepherd bleed or strain from the fold. But the captive to release, to God the lost to bring, to teach the way of life and peace. Now it is a Christ-like thing. God called each one of us like Christ-like. Freely you have received. He asks you and I, freely give. How many people want to give? Freely. Share. Don't stop. Don't stare. There's someone have took you out of the darkness, give you light. May you bring that same light back into the darkness. Bring it back. If my grandfather was in call to accept Jesus Christ, I wouldn't know about Christ today. He in turn shared with my father. My father shared with me. And take other people as well. I'm a very hard-headed, you know. I don't want to listen easily until our evangelistic meeting. And so another preacher, another person prayed for me until God, thank you, God, I accept you now. And when I accept him, the very text that pop out of the Bible say, pray for the Lord of harvest, send more laborers to his field. Then I sense God. Thank you, God, you call me into your field. God can call each one of you. God wants to call each one of you. Don't think you have to be a pastor. No. You can be anything that you can still share the gospel. So, a school starting. And I have shared with a few people, but not all. Today, you probably know about it. We have more than 10 people have registered, and I pray for them. I'm wondering how many people in this congregation want to be volunteer to learn. Now, whoever go through this, you will learn a lot Vietnamese. The knowledge of the Bible, you probably know some, but you improve the language skill to help you to share the gospel. I know someone ready to register. Could you stand up? Dao, you register, right? Right? Could you stand up? I want to pray for you today. Anyone else who want to register? Some of you already finished school. Some of you have school. But this can be easy. Yes. It's Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 to 8. You go online and you see the teacher and you see every classroom and you pick up the material and you learn. Few pages pass out. You mean it's not like you go to medical school. It's simple. The gospel is simple. Anyone else? I want to pray for you. Christian, you can stand up. I want to pray. Just stand up and I pray. Just stand up and I pray for you. You don't have to look at anyone. Anyone else? I have four sons here, right? I have four sons. Any of the sons? I mean, I would teach you to learn Vietnamese so well that you can go to Vietnam and preach the gospel left and right, convert thousands of souls. It's not hard. God will use you in a special way. Anyone else? Anyone else? Oh, Kang, praise the Lord. You can learn. You in my Vietnamese class, you will learn so much. You do that. Thank you, Go Alice. You'll be a great blessing. You care after your dad. Amen. Anyone else? God will pour you. You learn so much. You read some material that will blow your mind. You will learn something that many people just learn knowledge. But the material prepared for you, you will build your character. A character is not like you ever before. Very different. Anyone else who want to say, Lord, I want to learn something that you can use by me to share to my family and to the people I come in contact with. Anyone else? Let us pray. Dear Lord our God, I just want to thank you, Lord. You bless us so much. You come to this world and die for us freely. You give us the salvation message freely. And you ask us to give freely. And sometimes we have not think about it so much. But Lord, today's very text speak to you, each one of us now. And you call each one of us to enter the field, to share this good news. Because the world comes to the end soon, so many people live in darkness, they need to know the gospel. I thank you, Lord, that you have put this idea into the heart of Dao, Kang, Christine, and Kuying. I pray that you give them a double portion of the Holy Spirit, that their mind will be open, the heart is receptive to the message that you're going to mold them. You create them a new being, that they will be a great warrior for you in their work, in their school. They will be a great witness for you. And I know some people are still sitting here. They might decide they want to follow this footstep. They want to follow them to school. And then I can think maybe a little hard for them, the time or that. But Lord, I know you will take all that barrier away. But Lord, if you have touched someone and called them into this training, the school evangelism, Lord, help that person. Work with that person until they surrender to you, that they can follow your footsteps. I believe you can do this. I believe you will use young people today to finish the Lord's work. I know you can do that. So I plead with you, pour your Holy Spirit upon our church to bring this come about. That when the September 2nd come about, many people, young and old, from different state, from different country, come to the very center here, that we will start our first school ever, the Vietnamese School Evangelism. Lord, I pray, I plead with you to pour your blessing upon our school here. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Closing song is going to be Come Thou Fount.